It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
This is the busiest 60 minutes of the day. I'm sorry, I'm late. I can't get into Twitter. I don't know what the hell's going on. Suspicious login prevented. We blocked an attempt to access your account because we weren't sure it was really you. What does this mean?
Did it send an alert to your phone?
I mean, I've never had this problem before in 15 years or however long we've been here. Now it's come up the last day or so. No, I'll just go to Twitter on my phone then, I guess. Damn. Get help with login issues. I don't want login issues.
You might have to talk to Twitter.
No, I don't. Twitter's fine on my phone. Somebody's screwing up here. It has nothing to do with me. It says sign up, create an account. Already have an account, sign in. I've signed in every time for 5 years. Sign is as Steve. I don't know how that came about. As Google. But anyway, it doesn't matter. 1-800-990-3776. Caller number 5. It is Rain Man. And yes, I apologize. The number one thing I should say is the Miz is not pitching tonight. So we can take it from there. The Miz is not pitching tonight. Who is? Doesn't matter. There are two possible pitchers. Miz or not Miz? And not Miz is pitching. 1-800-990-3776. Caller number 5. We have Rain Man. You have. Well, I guess. Do we have the rules yet? Do you have to get one right? Did we check the rules to see if we have some sort of standard? Or if all you have to do is compete? 1-800-990-3776. I'm sorry, I don't have the same. Now I can't even. This is just. Maybe I can. Let's see. No, I can't even send my. Screw it. All right. Justin in Milwaukee, you're on 94.5 ESPN. Get who's ever in charge of whatever you're doing here to help me figure out how to get on Twitter, because I don't understand what's going on. And I can't even copy to put the Yahoo or YouTube on. But Homer, get the show on the road. It's hard. It's not the same. Miz isn't pitching tonight. It's not the same energy. Aaron Rodgers says that this will be his last year. Does anybody care? I mean, you care, I guess, if you're Pittsburgh, but I don't care. Do I believe him? Man. If he played really well, it seems like he'd want to play another year. That would be a Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. Aaron Rodgers says it's his last year. Believe him, don't believe him, don't care. Those are your three choices. It's time for Rain Man. Justin in Milwaukee, you're on 94.5 ESPN. Good evening.
Good evening, Homer.
Your Rain Man resume, please.
Played a few times, never a champion, but I still got the gift card.
What's your best? The gift card from Cousin Subs? You haven't used it yet?
Oh, yeah. Sure have.
Oh, okay.
So, six.
Six, all right. Rain Man is brought to you by Now 94.5 ESPN, ESPN Wisconsin, because we give you a gift pack. I have no idea what's in the gift pack, but I do know we're also, Rain Man is also sponsored by Saganiac Planning, a name synonymous with employee benefits and top-notch service, and doing it well for over 50 years. Saganiac Planning. And a phone number you can remember. Just got to remember 783. Saganiac Planning, 262-783. Roger Maris, 6161. The first question, you know, is the Saganiac Planning Marquette question, because they have been such a great sponsor for so long. Somebody always sends in now because YouTube is so big. We have now the YouTube chat. Bear down. It's okay. I don't really get the point of it. But if I was a Bears fan, I'd be optimistic about the season. Got a good coach. GM seems to be doing okay, and have a quarterback who's capable of doing amazing things at times. Also screwing up, but part of the difficulty of the Packers going far in the playoffs is that the division, I think, is deeper and coached better than ever in my lifetime. I don't know if Justin wants to agree with that. Justin, do you agree with that? All right. That's good enough answer.
I don't disagree with it.
Yeah.
I'm neutral.
Yeah. Your response basically tells me, Homer, Justin's focusing on Rain Man. He doesn't really care. The first question is the Saganiac Planning Marquette trivia question. You ready to go?
Sure.
Three, two, one, go. He scored 40 points and a half for Marquette.
Marcus Howard.
Correct. The Miz pitched last night. How old is he?
24.
Correct. The Miz grew up in what state?
Ohio.
Incorrect. The Miz had no high school senior year of baseball. Why not?
COVID.
Correct. Where did the Miz play college baseball? Good luck.
Oof. Someplace I don't know, but he was going to go to
that
LSU.
Is correct, but incorrect. 2022 baseball draft. The Miz was taken with what pick? Everybody's got to know this.
43rd.
Incorrect. Where was the Miz going to play college baseball before signing with the Brewers?
LSU.
Correct. 2025 All-Star Game. The Miz was selected. He had pitched in how many games?
Five.
Correct. How many regular season games did the Miz win last year?
13.
Incorrect. Last night, how many innings did the Miz pitch?
I'll go six.
Correct. Last night, how many strikeouts did he have?
I'll guess eight.
Correct. The Miz, spell his last name, first four letters.
M-I-S-I.
Correct. According to Baseball Something Reference, else. The Miz is how tall?
6'7".
Correct. True or false, this year the Miz is averaging over 14 strikeouts per nine innings.
False.
That is correct. You're lucky. How many hits did the Miz give up last night?
Six.
Incorrect. Yeah. You now know what the purpose of Rain Man is. Five, six, seven.
To advocate for the Miz.
To tell for people to learn more and more about the Miz. I think he got 10.
I have a 10.
You have a 10. Actually, the first
best
question.
Ever.
The first, yes. The first question was not about the Miz. The first was Marcus Howard, 40 points. All right. He is 24. You got that. Miz grew up in what state?
Missouri.
Missouri. He had no senior year of baseball. Nicely done, COVID. Where did the Miz play college baseball? This will be one of the toughest.
I still don't remember, and you asked last week.
Crowder College.
Ask me again next week. I still don't know the answer.
The Brewer, not Marquette had a Crowder,
Jay
right?
Crowder, yes.
Yeah, all right. This one you got to know, Justin. Baseball draft 2022. The Miz was what pick?
Is it 62?
63.
Damn.
I don't know how to get you to remember. Think of that. 62 players were taken before the Miz. Yes, he was going to go to LSU. And yes, he pitched five games. He made the All-Star. How many regular season games did the Miz win last year?
Was it eight?
It's also five. Five and three.
Last night, yes, he pitched six innings. Yes, he had eight strikeouts. I lost my only bet. Six innings meant I won the bet, 17 and a half outs. I had 7.5 and 8.5 strikeouts. I won on 7.5, so I won two of the three bets, but the big money one was 8.5, and it just came up. Mizorowski, Mizorowski. At some point, you will need to know the entire spelling, but now it's four. According to Baseball Reference, the Miz is 6'7". Now, the Miz is averaging over 14 Ks per nine innings. He was up until last night. He is now at 13.9. So, Justin, you got pretty lucky.
So, eight strikeouts in six innings lowered that total.
Yeah, because
that's amazing.
Means he hasn't pitched. I mean, it went from 14.2 to 13.9.
Still amazing.
It is amazing, yes. Because eight in six innings is 12, right? It's 12 for nine innings. And how many hits did the Miz give up last night? Justin, you should know this. This is impressive. How many hits did he give up last night?
Two.
Three, I think. Look it up.
You might be right. I might have just missed the third.
Yes. Justin, I wish I could give you more for your 10 spot. And yes, if you want to get a high spot in Rain Man in the immediate future, tell them what they need to do. You want to get a high score in Rain Man from now and in the near future, what do you have to do? You got to be an expert on one thing.
About the Miz.
Yes. As much as you can about the Miz. There were a number of other things that I could have used, but I'll save them. What's the one thing, Justin, you now know about the Miz that you didn't before?
He was drafted 63.
Yeah, 63. It's like Giannis. What do you need to know about Giannis more than anything else?
I think he was drafted 13th or 14th.
15th. 15th. Think of that. 14 people passed because he was just some unknown kid. Yes, I think 63, though. Robin Yount, what number was he?
No idea.
I think he was three. We got to check. I think Robin Yount was two or three. Paul Molitor was two or three. The choice with Robin Yount, I believe, was Dave Winfield. And the scout wanted them to take Winfield, and they went to watch him play. He was a pitcher and hitter for Minnesota. He did nothing in the first game, and so they decided Robin Yount. He thinks they just thought Robin Yount fit better, and he was only 18 or whatever. So Yount was three. I think Molitor was three. And the Miz was 63. What number was Cheerio? Is Justin still there?
He wasn't drafted.
I know. That's correct. He has
no clue.
He has no number. He was signed by the Brewers before he was eligible for draft. I thought they used to have an international draft. But yes, the answer for Cheerio is his draft number was nothing because he wasn't drafted. He was signed before he was drafted. All right. Justin, congratulations. You won an ESPN prize pack. I have no idea what it is, but I'm sure it's nice. Jason Wilde, next.
More of the Homer Hour coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
All Packers, all the time. He is on the Jason Wilde Yingling Hotline. That would mean he is Jason Wilde. Good evening, Jason.
Good evening, Homer. How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
Well, I'm great because you can't get into your Twitter account. That brings me such joy. Twitter sucks anyway.
No, it doesn't.
It sucks.
Why does it suck? Why do you think it sucks? What do you mean? You think it sucks? I don't think it sucks. You tell me why you think it sucks. I think it's great.
We used to get, like, a minimum of 1,000 votes when we did polls. Now we get fewer votes than yours does. We get like 76 votes.
I agree with you on that. I would like to have somebody look in to see what's going on. Yes.
Yeah, your guy Elon ruined it for everybody. So that's fine. There's other platforms and whatever.
What are the other platforms? YouTube has become huge.
I think YouTube has always been pretty huge. It's just it took us a while to harness the power of it. But, you know, I've got Threads. I've got Facebook. I've got LinkedIn. I've got Blue Sky. It would be great. I just think that, you know, I've especially found this on Facebook. And Strofe has probably come across this. There's like this weird like fan fiction realm where suddenly Jordy Nelson is the wide receivers coach and Clay Matthews is coming back to be the
AI on Facebook. It's overboard.
Yeah, it's brutal.
I don't know.
It's horrible.
How does AI create that? I don't.
It just makes up storylines and they post pictures and they're like, oh, well, look at this. What was the one? Ed Policy has banned the LGBTQ
How can you prevent that from being a part of it?
I report all that. Like, it's not like AI is doing this by itself. It is people looking to monetize their Facebook accounts. They create these Packers-centric Facebook accounts, and then they get, you know, they conjure stuff up that's clickbaity, and people that, because there's some people, I don't want to be an ageist, but there's some older folks that fall for that kind of stuff on Facebook, and then they get lots of clicks, and then they, you know, to Strofe's point, like they'll do this, you know, Ed Policy has banned LGBTQ Pride Night at Lambeau Field. Well, they never had Pride Night. It's completely made up. And they've got like a picture of Ed Policy and then the LGBTQ rainbow flag. And it fires up people on both sides of that issue, right? Way to stand up against these whatevers. And then it's other folks that are like, who are they to be dictating this and that? And it gets a bunch of impressions, and then they make money off of it. So that's what they do. And I wish we were better. I want people with my stories at Channel 3000 are free. The podcasts from our shows are free. You don't have to rely on fiction and ginned up stuff to get people's attention when there's quality. But my problem is that both with Twitter and with Facebook, quality produced material from people who actually know what the hell they're talking about and do this for a living gets drowned out by the nonsense. And so the fact that you're locked out of Twitter is not really the casualty that you may think it is.
Oh, well, because I don't participate in the other ones because they're too long. Facebook.
Right, but they take away from even when I disagree with you, you at least have reasoning behind your takes and whatever else. And that all that crap takes away from the attention that should go to what you're talking about. No. And it doesn't happen because of this stuff.
All I want to know is if it's a lie or like how it's created and be able to check that. Because I responded to certain things on Twitter and people go like, you don't get it. That's just an AI.
Yep.
So then I just want to go somewhere where somebody says, yeah, that's what that is. Like they have music now that's really good, but it's not the person. It's some AI creating as to how this person would do the song.
Like the theme of Woldy and Tausch AI generated.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the Green Bay Packers. Other than Aaron Rodgers saying that it's his last year and the Discount Liquor Twitter poll question, do you agree with him, disagree, or I don't care? I'm of the I don't care.
How are the 14 votes going so far?
I can't tell because I can't. I have to go on I can't get on Twitter, so I have to go online.
So first of all, I do care. I mean, you know, there have been some things.
Why do you care? That's my next question.
Because I think it's a compelling story. Like he's reunited with the coach that he you know, kind of not only chucked under the bus, but then drove over him multiple times.
So do you think he's doing this as a favor to McCarthy because he realizes he was a jerk to him at the end?
No.
No? All right.
No, I don't think he's doing it as a favor. No, I really don't. I think he genuinely wants to play. I think he does. He's a smart guy.
And if he plays well, then why would this be his last year? I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't know either, but that was going to be my point, is that, you know, this is the same guy that in 2021, after his, you know, summer of discontent, and he finally came back, right? He said flat out, I do not want to have a farewell tour, period. I mean,
and clearly he does. He does.
Well, clearly he's having one.
I know, but no, if he doesn't, we know what to do. This is what I'd love to be with Rodgers. You clearly want a tour. No, I don't. No. If you don't want a tour, you know how to solve it when you retire. You don't say anything, and at the end of the year, you say, I'm done. You clearly want the possibility of a, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he answered the question, yes, this is it. So by doing so, he loves to say that the media twists things, and he knows that that's bogus.
Yes.
I mean, he flat out said it today, so now he's got him. Now he can again say, well, I didn't intend for it to be. I don't want it to be treated as a farewell tour. I just answer the question honestly, right?
Right.
That's what he
does. You know, and then, yes. What do you think? I am a sucker. Come on, you think nobody is as smart as you are, and that if someone did it, that you wouldn't say, hey, like for example, LeBron James. I assume he wants a farewell tour, but I don't know for sure. Because he hasn't said any year is going to be his last year. I think for sure he's going to play in Cleveland. He should play in Cleveland. Get rid of Harden and bring him in. He'll make the team better, and that's where he should finish. But I'm not.
Yeah, that'd be great. I love that storyline.
And I want everybody to know you should hope that Wemby does great. The better Wemby does, the more there's the possibility that Oklahoma City will want Giannis, or anybody will want Giannis, because he – more than anybody else, is someone who could guard Wemby.
Yeah, great point.
His value is growing up exponentially.
It's amazing how good your show is when you don't have access to Twitter.
Thank you.
That's a great take.
Thank you. No, it's when I have Jason Wilde on, who is the only member of the Jason Wilde Yingling hotline. Have you found that other person, the criminal named Jason Wilde, and asked if
he would... I have not. I don't want to call him a criminal. I would say more of a, I don't want to say scofflaw, but he was, you know, maybe he was just going through some difficult financial times when he didn't pay his MG&E bill and was sleeping with that gal and then not calling her again. But, God bless him. I hope he's doing well now in the Madison area. But I got another message regarding him recently. Somebody called and left a voicemail saying they were trying to find me, and they gave the address, which I don't live at. And then I looked up the address, and sure enough, that's his address. So I don't know what that person was seeking, but yeah, he's still out there. So God bless, you know, I'm pulling for him. I want all Jason Wilds / Jason Wildes to be happy, but you're right. I'm the only one who's got his own Yingling hotline.
I also want you to do a story with all the smartest NFL players, past and present, that you know, as to their reason they give as to why they've never had life health insurance.
Yeah, I that is definitely so. Now, again, we don't have enough veteran. We still don't have enough veteran players in the locker room, even though Goody's gone, you know, 30 something crazy with like three of them. But then he had to get rid of the kicker, of course. So there's still a chance they'll be the youngest team in the league now. But like, I would love to, you know, Rodgers, for example, I would love to ask him about it. Like, I think he'd give a smart answer.
And I would say to him, if you thought it was that important, it'd been nice if you had said more during the process.
Yeah, agreed.
They don't.
I would also agree with that statement. The biggest thing to me for that, and I know I kind of went off on a pretty big rant yesterday.
It was a good rant.
Thank you. I thought it was too. Is that you have to get the biggest names have to wield their power. Like, what's that old saying, with great power comes great responsibility, or something like that? Like, those guys need to do that. And here's the thing, like, and I totally get this, and I would be a You know, if I was an NFL player instead of a beat writer, I would be one of those rank and file guys that is not sure how long his career is going to last, so I need to make as much money as I can. And I totally get why they vote the way they do, because they don't want to be without a paycheck.
And nobody's given them the information as to the cost.
Correct. And that's, to me, the biggest thing. Those guys need to understand, hey, if you let's say you are vested and you only play 6 years in the NFL. You don't have to be a 10-year guy like Bulaga is, but like those guys, they're going to have physical ailments. They're probably going
to
have mental.
You know the perfect person to talk to. I think it's the Magic Man.
No, who?
He's had like 100 surgeries. Well, I'd like to know how much debt it has created for him, because if his story isn't bad in terms of financially, they're never going to get it.
Right. He is the, and I say this with nothing but love in my heart for him, because he's always been great to us. But he is the poster child for why these guys need it. Because
there is such a poster child.
Right. He was never the guy who was the best player at his position. He was never, he was never the guy who broke the bank. And he played in an era where they didn't make that kind of money. He is that guy, and he should be the cautionary tale, no doubt about it.
Now, if he hasn't had financial problems, then it's never going to get approved, because it isn't that expensive.
I'm going to guess that he was at the thing today that Tausch was at. At Tellurian, because he usually goes to that. I would guess, we didn't get to talk to him today. We got to talk to everybody else.
By the way, the interview with Earl Dotson is one of the greatest interviews ever, and I can't wait to play it for Bulaga, because he explained to me so many things about the reality and dynamics of being a NFL player.
Yeah, he was. I mean, all those guys were great, obviously. But we've talked to Magic Man before, and yes, he has had legit financial hardship, and the money has exploded since he played. So guys make more now, and all that other stuff. But again, you just don't know what the future holds.
Right.
And
we know the cost of the insurance, the cost of the healthcare is going up and up and up. So
right. Right.
And
I just want to, again, for the regular people, of which I am one, that have these same challenges for their kids when they have to get an MRI or whatever else. We all know that. So I'm not asking you to feel sorry for NFL players. What I'm asking is for NFL players to be smart enough to recognize the cost of doing business, playing that game, and have more foresight than what they've shown thus far.
Right, but we can't really judge because we don't have the numbers.
Well, I mean, I know the numbers of what it costs to get an MRI for a sophomore cross-country runner. And, again, if you played 4 years, like, here's the other thing.
But that
like,
varies with God the policy. That's based on the policy you have.
I feel like we've got decent insurance, and it's still really expensive.
Yes.
So, but God bless Tausch, because if Tausch doesn't blow out his knee twice, he probably makes so much money because he was such a great player that he doesn't have to do the radio show, and I'm thankful that he does. But again, that's another example of, like, there are guys with much shorter careers than Tausch. They have to go out and get real jobs after they're done, and maybe the insurance ain't great there, right? Or maybe they're debilitated to the point where they – are limited on what kind of jobs they can have in retirement. So, again, I know we've spent 2 days on this now, and I'll stop. But
no, I don't think you have to stop. I think it's huge. I mean, it's off season, but one, this is an issue that is huge to me, because I want to know, because I think there are a number of really smart players, why they haven't done it. I think there's probably a pretty good reason why they haven't done it. I may not agree with it, but this has been going on for 50 years, and every time it comes up, everybody says these guys get hurt. It's the most dangerous. I don't know what the health care is in the NBA or Major League Baseball. I assume baseball has the best because they have the strongest union, but I don't even know that.
Right. Yeah, I think I don't know this 100%, but I think I've had enough conversations with Aaron Rodgers about this that it's because guys, especially guys that their careers, they don't know how long they're going to last, aren't willing to get to the point of striking. You know, 1987 was the last time we had a strike, right? We had a lockout in 2011 after the Packers won the Super Bowl, but we haven't had a strike in 40 plus years, right? In 40 years, there guys don't want to miss paychecks. Yeah. And so when the rubber hits the road to push for something like lifelong health care, they eventually fold.
All right, last quick question because you want to move on. Earl Dotson said, and everybody's saying, the concern of the offensive line. It can't be overstated.
Yep. No, he was great. And he's right. And again, you look at 2022, Rodgers last year in Green Bay, you know, they don't have Bakhtiari. Their offensive line was not, other than Zach Tom, was not very good.
And it was a mess.
Who played well. And it was a mess. And he breaks his thumb in London and the season goes to hell. So, yeah, it is. That if Jordan Morgan is good, then I think they're going to be okay. If Jordan Morgan is not good, they're going to have all kinds of problems.
But even if he's okay, as you've alluded to, there's an issue of depth, the ability to find depth, the ability to have depth, because it's not a question of if, it's a question of who and how many.
Correct.
All right.
You're exactly right.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, Homer, take care. Be good.
Jason Woolley, all Packers all the time. And we can do this because Miz is not pitching tonight. The Brewers are playing, but that's a different level. I am next. Tim Van Vorn, Fox 6 Sports, is soon.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Tim Van Vorn, Fox 6 Sports, coming up soon. Founded by inventors, fueled by community, and focused on business for 130 years, Horicon Bank has helped Wisconsin businesses grow, doing banking differently since 1896. Commercial lending. Today, that same local approach is now part of the Milwaukee business community. The Horicon Bank's been everywhere else. Now they're coming to Milwaukee with commercial lending, bringing decision-making closer to the people who matter most, you. Financing requests approved in days, not weeks. Bankers who understand your business. Products designed to support real cash flow needs, because when it comes to commercial lending, Horicon Bank gets the job done together, doing good for 130 years. And yes, the most important piece of information on the Homer Hour, the Miz is not pitching tonight. He pitched last night, 6 innings, 8 strikeouts, gave up a grand total of 3 hits. Did the Brewers win? That's secondary. The historic greatness of Miz is more important than anything else. And it is of value that he continues to improve as a pitcher because he's a young pitcher. And the only way the Brewers can win a World Series is if their young pitching is great before they get older and then cost too much to keep, as everybody has seen occur with pitchers. Tune into the new season of Behind the Bucks podcast on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker, HR and benefits consultant. Bucks versus the World, narrated by comedian Charlie Behrens, reveals the untold story of the 87 McDonald's Open, when the Bucks became the first NBA team to take on the best national team of the world, the Soviet Union, and put a whooping on them, led by 48 points at one time. By the way, do you realize that the New York Knicks were behind almost exactly the same as Minnesota was when they quit with 8 minutes to go? The coach at Minnesota is pretty good, but it just reinforces how bizarre that seemed. They're down by the same amount that the Knicks were with about the exact same amount of time. They quit, and the Knicks came back and won. Before the Dream Team, the long-forgotten tournament in Milwaukee globalized the game of basketball and opened the doors to international stars coming to the NBA. Find Behind the Bucks on bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcast. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher. I should have this information. I apologize if I'm not. When the Miz is pitching next, I assumed it would be against the Dodgers, but I might be wrong on that. And so
I hope they don't fire me for not having all the appropriate Miz information, because the games with the Brewers are either Miz pitching, Miz not pitching, but knowing when he will pitch next. Tim Van Vorn, Fox 6 Sports. Maybe he'll know next.
The Homer Hour is back after this on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. The three most important letters in sports. Even better than those.
TVV.
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 It's Fox 6 Sports Director Tim Van Vorn on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
We're going to have to change that because the three most important letters in sports are now M-I-Z. Miz. We'll have to see if Tim Van Vorn, Fox 6 Sports, three-time Wisconsin Sportscaster of the Year agrees. TVV, three most important letters in sports.
Take them away, M-I-Z. Absolutely. Ms. CTV, that's who we were calling our little Brew Crew Tuesday last night. Ms. CTV, and he delivered.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think you can oversell it. I said the only thing more important would be the end of the world, and someone said, I think you might be underselling it. And I said, okay, it's bigger than the end of the world. I mean, I guess you don't...
He wasn't even at his all-time best last night, and that's still what you get. Eight strikeouts, settled that down in the first inning. You know, it was a little wild there at the start. Had to learn to pitch. I know Pat Murphy's talking about how he's trying to learn to, you know, Mizrowski's trying to learn to pitch instead of just throw. He had to pitch to get that thing back under control in the first, and then, you know, clicked her right along. Didn't allow a hit to what, the fourth?
Yeah, I mean, there are things they're talking about where it's never been done before, but I don't know how long it'll last, but there's never been a starting pitcher in the history of baseball throw it that fast. Come on.
Yeah, he fires it. He's also, what, double-digit strikeout or eight-plus strikeouts and no extra base hits in X number of innings.
Yes,
now.
Which has been amazing.
Yeah, he's putting it together. You know, last year, obviously, was extremely impressive, but was nowhere near as consistent as he's been this year.
Yeah, but the team. But he, I don't want to say he's a freak show, but he is. Like, but he is not. He does not throw hard enough, I've discovered, for get people to not care about anything else. I don't know. You're like, well, yeah. I said there's a certain degree to which he'd pitch in which you would watch him and not care. Because it would be scary, I guess. Maybe he has to get to 115. But anyway, tell me anything you can about Miz. Take it away. TVV used to be the three most important letters in sports.
I mean, the first time, you know, the next time he's impressed with himself would be the first time he's impressed with
explain
himself.
Explain why do you say that?
He's just so, you know, yeah, I was out there. I felt good. I was doing my thing. I'm hoping to get better, you know, turn it over to the bullpen. I mean, he's not arrogant. You know, sometimes hard throwers in particular in baseball adopt the persona of, you know, the fireballer and he's intense and, you know, untouchable, that sort of thing. That's not Mizrowski at all. He just does it with his arm.
But he seems, you know, fired up in the clubhouse yesterday.
Oh yeah, he's excited. He's excited about things, but he's not Al Raboski on the mound, you know, psyching him up into this, you know, personality who's going to try to just intimidate you by the look of things as much as anything else. You know, yesterday in the clubhouse before the game, he's just all curled up in sitting in the cubby of his locker. I mean, you know, he's 6'7". He's a big, long guy. And he's just all kind of, you know.
Did you interview
there,
Randy
Kimbo.
Johnson? Is he as tall as Randy Johnson, or can you compare
Not
them?
Not as tall as, no. Randy Johnson is taller, 6'10", and very long. I mean, when you talk to Randy Johnson, very long. Long features, everything about him is long. Mizrowski, to me, does not seem anywhere near that long. He is 6'7", but he doesn't strike you as the same presence, no.
He still looks like he's in Little League. If I saw him, I'd go like, how are you going to do next year in Babe Ruth? Does he look that young when you're close to him? Just his facial features and everything?
Yeah. Yeah, he does. I think he uses that to his advantage also. But yeah, he's, there are a lot of people you'd say, well, he's still going to grow into his body. I guess he probably is, but he's what, 23, 20. I mean, he's 24. Not 17.
Yeah,
he's not 17, but he kind of gives you that impression like he hasn't fully physically matured.
Just keep talking. Whatever, anything more you want to tell us about him? I will get to Aaron Rodgers, but it's just not the Miz is it. When does he pitch next? I thought he would pitch against the Dodgers, and now I don't know. Is he not?
No, I don't think he would be because of.
Doesn't he get 4 days off?
Thursday. They're off on Thursday.
I know, but who cares? A day off is a day off. Miz is either pitching or not pitching. Hold on. Well, hold on. He pitched on Tuesday, right? He gets Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday off. He pitches Sunday against the Dodgers. That's 4 days off. Isn't that what he gets, or am I missing something?
You know, they got five starters. I think you got Harrison tonight, who's also been very good.
He is very good.
Harrison's been very
good.
He's
a tough little dude, too. I when he had the bases loaded, I don't know, with the last game, and you could see, like, wait, I'm going to show you what I got now. This is garbage. I am – okay, you'll say I need a governor. But the only way the Brewers can win a World Series is if their pitching is young and outstanding, because they can't afford it, when they might have a staff good enough to win the World Series this year. Okay.
Well, it's going to be on their pitching. We saw the Dodger pitching last year. The problem is with the Dodgers is they just, you know, they save all those arms. Why don't you go pitch right. You know, three times this season until September. And those guys are all fresh and they're gassing it at the end of the season. And these other teams have had to work so hard to get there. I definitely felt that was in play last year.
Yeah.
And I think it would be, you know, the Brewers they're trying to get everything they can of Mizorowski and Harrison and Sproat and these guys now. I mean, they have to.
Right.
You know, the Dodgers don't have to in May.
Correct. But they, and they're still the underdog. But I'm saying the only way they can do it is if their young pitching is just so good.
Yes.
And it appears. Go ahead.
Yeah. Their young pitching, or maybe they acquire a, you know, a stud to build their rotation around at the pitch at the
right. And I can see them when they're serious. TVV, I think it'll be people that are just for the rest of the year. I can see them getting a big bat for the rest of the year.
Yep.
If they think they have a legitimate shot, that veteran pitcher. For the rest of the year, and because that's not that expensive, that's what
I
will watch.
Sabathia.
What?
It's CC Sabathia.
Yes.
It's CC Sabathia. Thank you so much for all you did here. We know we can't keep you, and that worked out fine for all parties.
All right, let's get to Aaron Rodgers. So he says he's going to play. I know I don't believe anything he says. If he plays well, I think he'll play. But I don't care. And I said, well, what is my memory of Aaron Rodgers? Easy, won a Super Bowl, and. Mm-hmm. Was said to at various times to play the position as well as anybody ever. That doesn't mean as much to me, but I would say I'd have to admit that that's a discussion about Aaron Rodgers that's legitimate. People say he may have played the position as well as anybody who ever did. All I know is he won a Super Bowl, and that's 99% of my standard, or was part of a Super Bowl winning team. And certainly, I can't say they won because of him, because, again, the only time they win is when their defense is close to the top. Now, TVV, Aaron Rodgers, you heard what I said. What would you say?
I think I'd kind of be with you, Homer. You know, obviously winning the Super Bowl is and the Hail Marys to me are part of.
Yes, might have been the greatest Hail Mary quarterback ever.
The quick snap on for me is Hail Marys with Aaron Rodgers, for sure. Just a quick reminder. There were times when, I mean, it was surgical. It was like, what's he going to do? He's going to do something. What's he going to do? And the Packers surrounded him with enough talent. You know, that game at San Francisco a few years ago, you know, how much time do you leave the Packers? 37 seconds. Was it too much? Yeah, it was 37 seconds. That's what we need. Remember they drove down there and win the field goal? I mean, it was the confidence and the arrogance and the execution. And when it was clicking, it was a thing of beauty. And to sit and watch Packers games, as so many of your listeners have, and to be in the press box for all those games, it was just like the guy was probably, at times he was, I have to believe. I mean, I can't compare him to everybody myself, naked eye, but I don't know how he could play better at times than he did at that position. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I don't know that I would say it, but if someone else says it, I can't argue with it. Enough people that played the position have wowed, and he certainly, yeah, Hail Mary. Nobody.
So how'd you win one Super Bowl then?
Why did they win only one?
Yeah.
That's easy, because it's not about the quarterback. Hasn't been in Green Bay for 60 years. You got to have a great defense. It doesn't matter who you have at quarterback, and that needs to be emphasized with the current quarterback because it's no different with him. The two great ones could only win one when their defense carried them more than the other way around. How about that to close?
Pretty strong close, Homer.
I look forward to your response next week, Tuesday or Wednesday. We never know, and we don't care because you're TVV, the second biggest three letters in sports. Thanks.
Oh, you're good, Homer. Love it.
TVV, right up there, but behind M-I-Z, the Miz. Giannis's brother, next.